My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going down Sunday, and we are live at Flowery Branch to talk with our head football coach. We're going to talk to Darnell Mooney coming up in about 30 minutes from now here on the show. Lots of stuff going on today. Our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, went on with Dan Patrick. We played a little bit of that for you last hour, and we'll let you hear more of it coming up. Mike, you just mentioned Travis Kelce. He said on his new podcast, it's called New Heights with his brother, that his slow start, he puts on himself. I didn't play my best, and it spreads if you don't fix it, and I've got to fix it. So we're talking about him not playing well in these first couple of games. Like, he hasn't been that dude, right? He's just been there. And you said, I hope he doesn't get off against us. He's owning the fact that, hey, I've not only had, what, four catches for 39 yards in the first two games of the season.
Well, I mean, I guess you could also talk to the big Kool-Aid man, Andy Reid, because that first game of the season against the Ravens, it was Noah Gray who was the benefactor of him kind of being a decoy. He would kind of clear out, you know, maybe 20 yards up the field, and all of a sudden Noah Gray would get the stuff underneath and get some good yards after the catch. So some of it was by design. You know, I think, you know, again, guys, you come around with 70 yards a game, you'll get to 1,000 yards receiving. His thing is more about red zone production and touchdowns. He said, look, if he ever gets to a point where his career is a diminished role as a backup, he's walking away. You know, he wants to be a starter, and that's it. So I'm not writing Travis Kelce off. I think they'll find. I just don't want him to get healthy against us.
I agree. But he's owning it. And my guess is that Big Red does know this. He knows that he's got four catches for 39 yards coming in a game against us on Sunday night. It's Sunday Night Football, Mike. They're going to try to get him the ball. It's just what it is. And him and Mahomes, for whatever, you know, whatever that is, they got this connection. They do.
We were talking about this before the show, Chris and I. It's 46 and a half is the over-under on this game. So they're averaging 26 right now with the Chiefs. Now, we certainly did not do our job. 10 against the Steelers brings our average down. So if we can score 24 points, that's an over. You know, I mean, hopefully score more than that, maybe 28. I think I like it. I like the over in this. I think a lot of points in this game. I mean, unless our defense is going to be as good as we think it may be.
Yeah.
But I think we'll get some action in this one.
It's interesting with Kelce. And it's one of those things kind of like everybody just expects him to be great. You're right. But he has not been in these first two games. And so I am curious to see how they try to get him involved. I don't care what he's done in these first two games. And we'll ask Coach Ra this. You got to know where that dude is.
Period.
He's done too much. He's a future Hall of Famer. Right. You got to know where he is and what they're trying to do with him. And the good news for us is, Mike, we got two safeties that are really good.
Right, and they match up. I mean, that's one of those things. We got that department, you could argue, covered. You guys already know about Isaiah Pacheco. He's on the IR, so he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. And then they go and picked up Kareem Hunt, who knows their offense, pretty familiar with him. Xavier Worthy, you worried about him? You know,
because, man,
he's a burner.
Very much
And certainly, you know, you saw just how explosive he was. One of those plays where the entire NFL world went, holy crap, on that draw play that he took to the house.
Yeah, I am worried. Hey, guys, 404-726-0929. Text us. Let us know what you think. We're just giving you that info because Travis Kelce has just talked about that on that podcast. I guess it's on Amazon now. That's what we're talking about. All right, so him and his brother, and we saw enough of his brother this week. We saw enough of him.
Yeah, and by the way, Jesse Bates, he takes the NFC Defensive Player of the Week when he's talking about our safeties with the big play at the end of the game, and obviously one of the leading the team in tackles and being just a leader on the squad.
All right, Mike, real quick, we'll get to an NFL blitz here, tell you what's going on with the Saints and Derek Carr and what he's saying. Also, we'll tell you a little bit more about the quarterback situation, some of these 0-2 teams making more decisions. Eli Manning, on the list for Hall of Fame. First-time Hall of Fame nominee for the class of 2025.
Yep.
We've said all along he is a Hall of Famer. Two-time Super Bowl champion.
Two rings is the thing.
But Luke Kuechly, the former Defensive Player of the Year.
Did he had enough? You use that Gale Sayers argument that Luke Kuechly was cut down in his prime, and certainly for that, after the injuries.
He was a hell of a player.
He was going to be a 12, 15-year guy. I mean, I like Luke Kuechly. But that's, you know, because for those who remember, Gale Sayers' injury-prone career in Chicago cut short, he makes the Hall of Fame.
Terrell Suggs is on this list.
I like Suggs. You know, we hung out with him at the Super Bowl.
Suggs is a good dude, man.
I mean, not that that matters, but he's a nice guy. But no, but he was a beast and always a big part of that defense, man.
And this is a no-brainer for me. Adam Vinatieri on my list. You talk about the postseason, big kicks.
Right.
Adam Vinatieri also among the first-time nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025.
And his kicks are iconic, you know, from the snow game against, you know, the Tuck Rule game against the Raiders all the way through to beating the Rams and then beating the Panthers. I mean, yeah, he's had some money kicks. Eli's top 10 in passing with two Super Bowl rings, that's a no-brainer.
It's Hall of Famer.
Now, that's where Matt Ryan, just for argument's sake, Matt comes in at number 7 all-time. I know that the purists will say the league became more of a passing league, so all the guys that are of Matt's generation have better, more passing yards because defense was kind of hamstrung. But Matt is 62,000 yards and change. He's got an MVP season. Some would say, what's the difference between him and Phillip Rivers? Well, it's the MVP season. Rivers is 6 on the all-time passing.
Did Phillip Rivers ever go to a Super Bowl either?
No.
So that's the other thing. Hey, I've said that everybody that's in that top 10 list for yards is a Hall of Famer. If you get into that 60,000-yard range, Mike, you're getting in.
I mean, Rivers is – I mean, and this is where – like, if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. But the prestige of being in the first ballot Hall of Famer in your first year of eligibility, or maybe a guy like Phillip Rivers has to wait to year 3, we'll see.
All right. And for me, by the way, Peyton has always been better than Eli, but Eli is a Hall of Famer. It doesn't take away from what he did.
No, I mean, look, Eli benefited from, you know, two of the greatest, you know, Giants defenses. But Eli also rose to the occasion. Eli was, you talk about clutch, you know, Joe Flacco.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd run the great runs of all time. The year the Ravens won that Super Bowl where he just was on fire. And Eli would sort of could be like dog all season and then heat up in like December.
Hey, man, we're live at Flowery Branch. Big O back at the studio. Turtle is here with us, our executive producer. Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer. Let's get to an NFL Blitz. Derek Carr, Mike, says he's a little PO'd and a little edgy. Is that working for him?
I was just telling our guy, Jersey Mike, our engineer, there's a great song, Carl, called Pissed Off and Mad About It by Texas Hippie Killer. You want a good song to work out to? Look up Pissed Off and Mad About It. Yeah, man. Hey, whatever it takes, right? Whatever burns your inner fire. And Derek Carr certainly has felt disrespected from his time leaving the Raiders. How ignominious was his departure from the Raiders?
True.
Last year, you know, the head coach, I think Saints fans still aren't sold on, but maybe Kubiak just gets him. You know, you complete me, Kubiak, and he's going to get the most out of this dude.
Yeah, he's doing
playing with some edge.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job saying he felt determined to get off to a fast start, and they are. Listen, we know how we feel about the Saints. If they roll into here, Mike, and they're undefeated, and hopefully we're 3-1 or whatever our number is, it's going to be big. It's already big, regardless, right. But it will be bigger if that is the situation. We'll see what they do here in week 3. Meanwhile, Big O back at the studio. Can I hear what C.J. Stroud said to Caleb Williams? They played this week. Obviously, the Texans won that game. It was a Sunday night game. Caleb Williams, Mike, he's looked okay. He didn't look great. I actually think Jaden Daniels has looked better, okay?
Yeah, you see, by the way, C.J. Stroud and him trying to dap him up after the game, and Caleb didn't want to talk to him?
Well, here's Stroud talking about giving him wisdom.
Good job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Hey, yeah. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
Now, that was at the end of the game. Now, their moms are friends. They came up. They did all these camps together. It's no secret, right? These guys have grown up to pretty much together and seen each other everywhere. But that was interesting. And to your point, like, you know, I don't know if that was just in the moment or whatever, but it's like, come here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, everybody deals with the loss differently. Some guys can process it. Hey, man, you know, good to see you. Cheers, man. Best of luck. Other guys, I'm getting off this field because I'm ticked off. I didn't do great. But, I don't know, a little jive. But he does his own thing. That's cool.
Yeah.
Different styles. I thought C.J. Stroud was being cool, and I thought he was being looking like a chump.
How good?
He's like, all right, yeah, I got you, okay. Yeah, all right, good. Work him out, okay, good, whatever.
I agree.
Take 10 seconds, be a gentleman, get the hell off the field.
I agree. What do you think Brock Bowers is going to be?
Rock star, already is, looking like one.
Okay, well, you're not the only one who feels that way. Let's hear from Gronkowski, because he feels that way
Brock
as well.
Like him.
Rob,
the guy's
Gronkowski.
A winner. The guy's a playmaker. Whenever the ball's thrown to him, I love his explosiveness after the catch. And I feel like he's on track, you know, to be better than myself.
What?
I mean, I don't think he can, you know, dominate in the trenches the way I dominated in the trenches. But just overall, as a pass-catching tight end, I think he can surpass me in many situations. I mean, he already has 15 catches, the most by any rookie of all time in their first two games as a tight end. So shout out to Brock Bowers. I'm a big fan. I can't wait to, you know, continue watching him.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk, you are physically a monster,
right.
Which is why
Gronk smash.
Yeah, yeah, you were a matchup issue because of your size, and then you could block. I'm with them on this, but Bowers, this is the beauty of it. Dog fans, we've known this. He is a dude, and now he gets to the league, Mike, and he's not playing with the best quarterback.
Now, Gardner Minshew is very, let's be honest, inconsistent. If you had him more, and again, he still found him 15 times. He just finds a way to get open. He's super athletic. So maybe he'll be more Tony Gonzalez than, you know, and that's what we want from Kyle Pitts. I mean, look, right now, I mean, Brock Bowers has got people gushing. That's why we're hoping Kyle Pitts will get this traction with our quarterback, and we'll be saying the same things we thought we were going to be saying year one, and we kind of did with the 1,000-yard Pro Bowl season. But, yeah, Brock Bowers is turning heads all around the league.
Can we hear from Jerry Jones? Because it's not an NFL blitz if we don't, right?
Yes. What am I going to ramble on about here,
I think he's talking about the fact that they've done a lot of things right.
Yes.
But they can't win when it matters most,
right.
I think that's what he's talking about.
That's correct.
Oh, we froze up back at the studio.
The problem this week was we were too high after the Cleveland game.
Yeah.
And we could not get it up for the Saints.
What do you mean, get up?
Like when you're building an oil
rig. Oh, okay. That's what you mean. I understand.
Constructed from the base.
Oh, okay. I got you. I get you. Listen, Saints put it
we'll
on
get
him,
a,
man.
We'll get a gusher at some point.
Wow, that's a double entendre if I've ever heard it. The Saints put it on them.
Yeah, they came in and kicked their butts.
And it really made you kind of go, okay, was Cleveland that bad or the Cowboys that bad?
I think Deshaun Watson was just that awful in week one. And
I do
think,
too.
You know, when you score with the, they score with the first five possessions the Saints scored on, it's insane. I mean, this went right down the field on him. So, and this is a great defense. You know, it's funny because everyone was just saying, wow, they really get, you know, Zimmer. There was a confusion about what's going to be like Dan Quinn going to Mike Zimmer.
Yep.
And all of a sudden from that Browns game, all that goodwill went out the window because the Saints were getting everything they wanted in all facets. Kamara looked like, you know, like they'd never seen a guy like Kamara before.
No, it's for real. It's like he was an alien out there. Hey, man, NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com.
Hey, we saw Jamar Chase get all fired up in that Chiefs Bengals game over the hip, you know, the illegal hip, you know, drop. And a lot of guys are saying
no
that
the
refs
called.
Don't get it, and a lot of refs are still confused about it. And they're saying that the article in Pro Football Talk saying that basically we're not going to get as many of those flags because I think the refs aren't comfortable calling it.
Yeah, I thought that was the one, and then I thought the mix in play.
Right, and that's the one. Yeah, that's the one specifically.
Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Darnell Mooney's on the way. We're live at Flowery Branch. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We are awaiting Darnell Mooney to join us as we're live at Flowery Branch. Falcons have turned the page. They're on to the Chiefs, and they have to be, because as emotional and as that win was on Monday night, Mike,
right.
You know, you got to have your feet grounded, and if you don't go into Sunday night ready for the Chiefs, you might get embarrassed. We know that. They are the world champs. Guys, they haven't looked great offensively, but again, they got that guy. They got Patrick Mahomes, and he finds ways to get into the end zone. So we got a big game in front of us, but I do like the way that we finished this last one, Mike, and I do like our chances going into this one because of what we did against the Eagles. Let me tell you something. You can run the ball against the Eagles like that. You can run the ball pretty much against anybody.
Right, and that's the thing about Kansas City. I mean, now, I don't know what happened with that silent count. I think there's a lot of things that Zach Robinson would probably want back from that first game and maybe feeling that Kirk Cousins wasn't really at 100%, so he did kind of modify the game plan to, you know, not put him where he's going to hurt something. But he was able to do everything he needed to do in this game.
Yeah.
But getting to point about the run game, we asked Coach last week about why didn't we go right at T.J. Watt, which some people say that's how you attack, you know, one of those elite edge rushers. Maybe that's how we'll go after Chris Jones of the Chiefs this week.
Yeah, he's a beast. But again, we've had 3 weeks in a row now, it will be, where we faced a guy, right? I mean,
right.
Up front. You know, those big boys up front, man, I mean, they are just they're hard to block. And I got to give Chris Lindstrom a lot of love, too, Mike. Going back and watching the tape, Lindstrom did a hell of a job on Monday night. I mean, blocking those guys is one thing. Getting them, and he was like, he was driving some of those guys to the ground. He was doing a hell of a job. So Lindstrom is worth all the money, man. He's one of the best at his position.
Yeah, him and Jalen Carter, that was like totally the heavyweight fight of that game. And there was, like I said, only really one sequence, and that was one where they blew up the run play where you really did see them, you know, get pushed in the back, you know, both him and Dahlman. But for the most part, you know, you were dominating. We talked earlier about Fangio and maybe getting spooked by blitzing on the Darnell Mooney touchdown where he, you know, beats the guy in the post. So we'll can't wait to talk to Darnell about all the big moments in this game. And it's tough. You hope you can harness the energy, and hopefully they're on a cloud nine, because after Tuesday off, it later start today, 4 o'clock for practice.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hopefully, and if we talk to Randy about it at the handoff at 2 o'clock, everybody hates these short work weeks, but no one's going to make excuses for us on Sunday night. Hopefully they're going to feed off the electricity. Get your butt in the seats, guys. $2? No, free wieners, two per customer, 2 bags of chips, and you get a cup with Arthur Blank's face on it to fill with Coke or whatever you like.
Yeah, Rusty Renzel sent that to me earlier today, Mike, and I was laughing because I was like, this is typical Arthur Blank. It really is. And I said to Rusty, like, I'm glad that the bigger thing is he's being inducted into the Ring of Honor. That's the big thing, right? But he's always thinking about the customer.
Right.
He's always thinking about, like, it's his day, it's his night. And here he is going, how do we get more response from the customer? And so, you know, he does this. But we will get a chance, hopefully, to talk to Arthur Blank before the end of the week. And we're looking forward to it. But on top of just the Chiefs being here, to your point, Mike, anybody that's ever been around Arthur or had any interaction with him, business or otherwise, is probably going to be at this event. isn't going to be at this game on Sunday, right?
Right.
With him going into, you know, the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the right thing to do.
Like, it's funny because guys were asking us when we went down. I was like, well, how does that work? And if we will talk to Arthur. It's like, you know, does somebody go, I mean, is it like, everybody makes it sound like Arthur's got like a whole room full of ass kissers. I go, I think we should put Arthur in the ring. No, I mean, it's just, you know, somebody, because maybe Arthur's going to say, like, you know, hey, you nitwits, put me in that ring. I turned this franchise around, which he did.
He did.
Because I got here at the end of the Smith family run. No disrespect. They were what they were. But, you know, other than trying to blackmail, you know, Atlanta and to build him a new stadium to go to Jacksonville every few years, Rankin Smith was totally incompetent. That team had never had back-to-back winning seasons, had some of the worst NFL head coaches, you know, some of the worst decisions in bringing some back. You know, so Arthur, look, Arthur wants to win. Is he loyal to a fault in some cases? Perhaps. Maybe should have moved on from Dan Quinn too soon. Maybe Smitty a little sooner. But the guy wants to, it's not like he doesn't want to win. You know, and I think in this situation now, I mean, if ever there's a guy who owns an NFL team who you'd love to see win a friggin' championship,
sure,
it's Arthur Blank. Because the thing is, look, I get it. The personal seat license, I think that was some of that stuff. They maybe hired the wrong people to go sell it. But you still look back at the concession prices, what he did with United, getting the stadium built, and now we got the World Cup. There's so many things in the community. I just passed his big hospital with his name on the side here on 85. So I think Arthur's legacy is more than secure in this town.
Yeah, the children.
I don't think anybody's going, why is Arthur going up? I don't think you're missing the point.
Yeah, well, I'd be willing to tell you that there's been probably no one more influential in the growth of the city than Arthur Blank over the last 30 years. Like, seriously. And that alone speaks for itself. Hey, Player of the Week, we mentioned this, guys, but once again, NFC Defensive Player of the Week is Jesse Bates. We talked about the 12 tackles. I said 7 solos. He had the big pick at the end of the game, had a huge pass breakup. He was just everywhere. And it's no surprise that he gets this award, or this honor, should I say. But, you know, Jesse is focused on how do I turn over Patrick Mahomes, man? How do I get him to throw into some of the coverages that we're going to throw at him on Sunday? We are waiting, by the way, Darnell Mooney, who's coming out of meetings, so he's on his way over to us here at Flowery Branch. Coming up a little bit later on, I mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour, Coach Ra will join us. Mike mentioned the practice schedule, so we're kind of juggling things a little differently today. Normally, that interview with Ra is now, like sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, but he's going to be a little bit later on, so make sure you stick around for that because we'll ask him plenty about this Chiefs matchup.
Yeah, I know that a lot of fans out there, you know, the Steeler thing, I said, I flushed that one out of my mind. I think we realize that there's probably, maybe Ra won't cop to it. We'll ask him again. We'll try to. Maybe you, in hindsight, you do get more of the veterans some reps,
yeah,
and give Zach Robinson a chance to work with his quarterback. Or because of the Achilles injury, they was just never going to put Kirk Cousins out there. So we had to take our lumps in week one. We were the only team. We said this yesterday. There are a lot of teams around the league which, okay, are the Falcons the week one team or the week two team? I think we feel pretty good about what we did up in Philly.
I do too. And, you know, from a standing standpoint, like, again, this is why that 0-2 was staring us in the face, and it's such a big deal, Mike. I mean, what's crazy to me right now, everyone in the AFC is 0-2. AFC South, should I say.
Right.
Except the Texans. Every team. So we know chances of making the playoffs since 2015 is what, 11%? So you're telling me the Colts, the Jags, and the Titans right now are all looking at 11% chance to get into the playoffs. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Texans are 2-0, which everybody thought would win that division. That's why that 0-2 stares at you. It doesn't mean that you can't get there. It just makes it a little bit more difficult, man.
No, I mean, look, I think the Bengals can certainly get on a run, but they've still got some things they've got to overcome. Anthony Richardson is, I don't want to call it a sophomore jinx, but he's going through some growing pains.
He is.
Because I've got him on my fantasy team, so I'm living and dying with Anthony Richardson this
year.
Who's
your backup, by the way?
Kyler Murray, who I'm going to start this week.
Well, at least your starter isn't Tua.
Ooh, snap. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. But how many teams in your league?
12.
Ooh, that's tough. Yeah,
it's
10 team league. You can generally get two good quarterbacks.
For sure,
that's for sure.
For sure.
But no, I'm basically heavily invested in the Arizona Cardinals offense. I got Harrison. I got the tight end, and I got Kyler Murray. So I really need them to shine.
Well, they're all good. That's a good squad, man. Their red zone efficiency is only second to the Saints right now. They're putting it in the end zone.
And like so many Falcon fans out there, I took Bijan. I had the fifth overall pick. I've got Bijan getting me some points each week, so he's kicking butt. Jahmyr Gibbs. But you're right. Now when you look at you know, if you're the Rams between Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua
injured,
going out. I mean, they're just getting crushed right now.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle for us. The battle is managing this schedule, being in these games late.
Hey, but do you? I mean, I'm not kind of sit there and go, we can't go 3-1. But I always felt 2-2.
Why not?
I always felt 2-2 was a great way to start this season. Then we'll go on a run.
Listen,
right now I'm buoyed and I'm just totally juiced from what we saw on Monday night. So now my expectations have changed.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Mike. And I think if we are 3-1 going into the Saints game, I feel really good. Like that is the perfect scenario for us to be in. Did we lose the one, if that plays out Sunday night, did we lose the one we thought we would lose? Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. The one everybody thought we would lose is this one coming up.
That's why the NFL's the number one TV show, because you just never know what you're going to get, right?
You don't.
And this is one where, look, the Chiefs, we know, everybody knows what the Chiefs are. Everybody knows what they do well. Everybody knows what sometimes they don't do well. You know, and let's hope we get them on one of those nights where that happens.
All right. Also, along the way, we're going to talk some college football. Have you heard what Deion recently said? Have you heard this?
Brother, you know, I'm a big Deion Sanders fan from his time at FSU. And I initially thought when he went to Colorado, I can't wait, because you had so many folks, whether it was a racist agenda or just, you know, old school, old fart media who just don't like a young brother who's doing things differently. But now Deion is making it so hard to root for in some of the things he said the last couple of weeks for me.
No, I don't disagree.
To say now that it's all angry media, jealous that the players are making more money than them.
Everybody.
Well, there's a lot of guys in the media who don't make any money, who write for a living, who cover these teams. So, and in the old days, players were getting paid, just no one knew about it. But to me, now players are getting paid. Like, I was in Tallahassee. People are booing DJ Uiagalelei because he's getting paid six figures to play football.
Yeah.
Because he's now a semi-pro. So what our old agents say? To whom much is given? Much is expected, right?
It is. I'm not shocked by these comments. I just think, again, he's picking the wrong battles.
Right.
That's the issue. And for Kirby Smart, this is why I absolutely love Kirby, and you know, this is why I loved Saban. You pick your battles. You pick the things that you really want to bring attention to. But at the end of the day, like, saying that the media and the guys that are covering your team, and by the way, let me let you in.
Guys, you're going to see every day in that room.
Oh, absolutely. And let me let you in on a secret. And I've said this to many guys over the years of being in this business and having talk shows. I've said this to guys. If you really want me to talk about you every day, I can. I can make it hard on you. And guess what they're going to do, Mike?
Yes.
That's exactly what they're going to do with Deion, especially if you're losing.
They're human beings. If you're going to punch, they're going to punch back.
So you know, the deal is all these guys, some of these guys that are riding, to Mike's point, maybe it's their passion. Maybe it's what they love to do. And maybe Deion, you know, they weren't meant to make $1 million. But it doesn't mean that they're jealous of the players, and that's why they're being critical of your program. We'll let you hear it because we want you to be the judge. But, yeah, man, I heard that earlier, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
No, I just think, look, once you're paying these guys and everything's out there, and now, you know, by the way, if Florida State ever puts a 10% surcharge on my tickets for players in NIL,
it's coming.
I'll never pay for those tickets again.
It's coming. It's coming.
We'll talk about what Tennessee's doing coming up.
It's coming, yeah. 404-726-0929. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Darnell Mooney's on the way. Coach Ra's on the way. And we'll let you hear this. Kirby also talking about what they need to do to get corrected for Alabama. Not this weekend, next weekend. Can't wait. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.